ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to welcome to Halfway to Halloween from the Thrill Me Podcasting Network. First and foremost, Mr. Wonderful. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing on this wonderful Friday evening?
Doing good, man. And Review It Rob, also here to join us to be patched into the Halfway to Halloween arena as we will determine who is the number one HHN icon. So let's see who it is.
Keeping it classy tonight with some wine for this.
I'm Crimson Cool.
Did you miss me?
There he is.
Jack the Clown on his way down. Looks like a pail of water.
One of the best entrances ever.
What is this, right? Feels ready to go.
The crowd behind him.
And his opponent from the
Chucky.
Other side of the weighing in at 130 pounds.
Very interesting. What do you guys think of this situation?
Well, I'll let Rob go first, Mr. Chucky fanboy over here.
I absolutely love Chucky. He's an absolute icon. He was at Halloween Horror Nights before Jackson. You might think an icon would be a bit. It's going to be an interesting little battle about to happen here.
This will be an interesting battle for sure, but it doesn't matter. Jack is the icon. Chucky just, whatever. He was there first, but Jack is the reason why HHN is the way it is.
Wow. Perfect words. Oh, he's backing into the corner already. It's not good.
Try up here looking to be separated, but they tie up again, and it's a stalemate again between Jack and Chucky.
I like it, they're just feeling each other out to start this match.
I do think that Jack and Chucky are dangerously even.
Ooh. Oh, nice move.
And Chucky now just in complete control of the thing. And kind of like his show that you can now watch the complete series on Peacock.
Amazing show on Peacock.
I'm always speculating that everybody wants to do. I'm surprised that no one is speculating about our show. Oh my god, he just kicked Jack's head off. Chucky's about to steal the show. And Review It Rob loves the fact he's gonna kill Jack the Clown.
Chucky takes two flick.
A little fun. My dog's favorite Chucky move, the pedigree. WrestleMania night here, a kick out after the finisher.
Jack is not doing too good right now. Jack needs to wake up.
Jack is not doing good right now.
It's like he underestimated this plastic doll.
Always underestimated.
Oh, and Jack gains a little bit of offense.
Behind Chucky into the ring.
Working the neck a little bit here. Smart move as he's working that head and neck area. Look at him go.
Look at Jack hammer away on Chucky, like the momentum is completely turned around.
That's the thing. Jack had him where he wanted him the whole time. Jack likes the punishment. He likes being beaten up. It gives him energy. He's hulking up.
I mean, I guess. I guess.
Wow! Oh! Jack got Chucky lined up.
Kick out.
Shades of Cactus Jack right there.
And when he was Rob calling for him to kick out, remember that.
My friend, man.
Ooh, back to work on the body now.
He's your friend?
Jack's going up top. We're going to see a little high flying action here. Very proud after that one.
When did you and Chucky become friends?
Back in 1988 when we first met.
Interesting.
Jack,
ever since, man, I have a great photo.
This has been a great match to start the night off. Really, two icons just giving it hell.
You know, the thing is I'm getting this.
That's got to be
getting the feed posted out as we are live into these WWE groups. Everybody creates these characters, and somebody took the time to create all these WWE style HHN icons that you're gonna see tonight. Way more talented than I am, so you can search in the creative forums arena and find them pretty
easily. A lot of cool. Match just won't finish. Nobody wants to quit.
Chucky really now starting to come back on Jack the Clown.
Oh, no, this is next.
You're saying the match is going to be crazy? Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, look at Chucky. I like that.
The typical good guy.
Turnbuckle.
I mean, Chucky took the turnbuckle off.
Good guys do. We take the turnbuckle off.
That was an interesting move.
Out of the ring.
Oh,
there goes
that. He just absolutely annihilated Jack with that running kick. And it's over.
Oh my God.
Chucky had won.
Some people Chucky would say that's an upset.
And has advantage.
I'm one of those people that would say that's an upset.
You don't know Chucky like I know Chucky. Chucky don't quit. You can't keep a good guy down.
Wow. I cannot believe it that Chucky in this crowd seems, guys, a little bit stunned, almost as you would say, some are stunned that in fact the monsters are coming back for a fourth year.
They are.
Because
very excited for the monsters to be coming back for fourth year.
Are you guys hoping? Because it's all but confirmed at this point that the fraud for the LA one. Here is Chucky in the ring. I'll get into what I was gonna say in a minute.
What do we have here?
Here comes Dreading.
The following contest from is scheduled for one fall, making his way to the ring from New York, weighing in at 220 pounds, the Phantom.
As Eddie makes his way to the ring, I can say that he
Well, he'd do better than his brother.
And here comes Eddie's opponent. Oh my God, wonderful.
From the fifth dimension,
look at wonderful.
Weighing in at 210 pounds, Batista.
Listen to the music he's coming out to. Listen to the music he's coming out to.
Perfect music. This is going to be one hell of a barn burner right here. My money's Eddie. On the juice. We let the juice loose. He's going to make Eddie his. You know what?
Okay. It's loose, though. That means two icons are going down already. Can Eddie revenge his brother? Or is this going to be too early? Last.
Beetle just goes behind on Eddie and takes Eddie down. Already we saw Chucky defeat Jack the Clown in the night that we will see the debut of the female HHN icon in HCW on this podcast with Mr. Wonderful from Hunter's Podcast and the Mr. Wonderful Show, all part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network, and Review and Rob from the Review and Rob Show, and a big time neck breaker by Eddie on Beetlejuice, and the Thrill Me Podcast as well for the Review and Rob Show, Thrill Me Podcast Network, and a big time clothesline by Eddie on Beetlejuice, and Beetlejuice is hurt. Going to the outside. Beetle just the
shot. Smash the pick up.
I mean,
some mad love between these two.
This is pure jealousy, I think, at a certain point. Neither one of them fully recognizes the icon of HHN.
Good point. It's a great point. Both of them missed their icon.
Both of them taken away. Fucking Beetlejuice's stage show taken away.
One.
Pretty interesting. Both last year, Beetlejuice had a house and Eddie had a stage on the floor. About that.
Eddie is just destroying Beetlejuice right now, dragging him back in.
John's
trying to will Beetlejuice back into this match, but I don't know.
That's
if it's
right,
gonna be
John.
Enough right now.
That's right, John. Beetlejuice. We gotta will him back into this right now.
I don't know, man. Eddie is just rolling right now.
Looks like since the match started, it's been a match.
Come on, referee.
He's out of position.
Come on, ref. Way out of position.
And that helped the juice.
The ref saved him. The ref saved Beetlejuice.
Unbelievable right now.
And he's cocky right now.
Maybe a little too cocky right now, Rob.
You gotta work up to kind of magic here.
He's a headlock, John Beetlejuice.
Just wearing him down.
Eddie, just really attentive.
Oh! That was close. Man, he almost got it. Beetlejuice is having a... Oh, you gotta help him out, man.
Eddie reversing that hole there on Beetlejuice. And now Beetlejuice is down.
Oh my goodness.
Like a carnival game. One, two, three, and has advanced.
Hey, but a very one-sided match.
Back to the model in the attic it goes for Beetlejuice.
And so one Schmidt family member has made it into the final four, but it's maybe not the one. If you had to choose one, you would expect in Eddie over Jack. Maybe he got the second round of it.
Eddie was out to prove something tonight. I'm going to see how he's going to do it.
Here is your winner, the Phantom.
Eddie, AJ Chen, icon. He's never had it. Been proclaimed upon him, will he tonight? The fans are not happy right now. The fans, I think, want Beetlejuice. Looks like the sand came for Beetlejuice. I guess. Does that mean Beetlejuice didn't advance? But here comes Ben W. Well, member.
We
know. Universal Monsters, man. Dracula is here.
He's out for Beetlejuice.
Dracula is there and makes his way down to the ring.
We can have a battle with a Wolfman and a Mummy later this year at Halloween Horror Night. That's what I was doing tonight.
I do think that we will see quite a few people look back on tonight if they are fans of KCW, and we do have a lot of fans of KCW. I don't get it all the time, but we do. A lot of fans really got behind the HN icon. And this guy has had
and his opponent,
a hell of a career in HPW. And that is the caretaker.
Carpenter!
And it's the match.
The caretaker on his way down to the ring.
We're going to take care of
more nice feet.
Dracula's spot.
It's going to be a barn burner.
Dracula's coming out of the gate.
Dracula knowing exactly where to strike and how to strike right now.
Oh man, neither one of them are fans. Missed it, Dracula. Good have chipped him, man. Dracula is keeping. We got the big group left.
One of the biggest things I would say out of the entire process of this is anything is possible. If Chucky can beat Jack the Clown, surely Dracula can beat the caretaker. Caretaker has been heavyweight champion before. So it's not entirely impossible that he, you know, Dracula, huge DDT there. And he may be looking for the Transylvanian spike.
Get him up.
Dracula delivering. Is this put under? And it is.
On the rope.
Caretaker out on his feet, into the rope. Dracula goes down, back elbow by Dracula. Caretaker is hurt. Dracula ramming Caretaker's hand into the mat. Snap suplex there.
He's like, you're a former champion, you're going to be the next champion.
Dracula takes Caretaker down. Caretaker's
got him right where he wants him.
Dracula
too close to the rope. Dracula needs to get him to the middle of the ring.
If Dracula's ring awareness is not the best.
You think with over 400 years of experience, you'd know by now.
Dracula fighting.
Caretaker trying to get a comeback. And he get back in the ring. Oh, really good. Like not to go.
Working that arm.
Ooh, yeah. I can just hit him, man. Oh, no.
Well, focus on the attack, Dracula.
Oh, no.
The air is the showboating. Of Dracula.
Dracula showboating, much like the writers of Dracula Untold. And even to a certain extent, I would say the Mummy, which on Cruise.
Oh no.
Buddy Collector. The collection has finished. No!
It's not sunrise yet on Dracula.
I don't understand how this is possible. The front of the bike is
talking.
Me too.
Match.
What a match.
It's been a battle, man. Still a battle.
Hey, this has truly been a really, really good match.
He's got it again. He's got him up again.
Him up in Transylvanian spike.
Get him away from the rope. Smart move for Drac to roll out onto the apron.
God, Caretaker.
Or not.
Caretaker is really hammering away on Dracula right now.
Where's he taking him? Oh, Drac's thing! Oh!
Really just going to town.
I hope his fangs are okay.
Definitely kept the fangs up. Definitely kept
them. God, Caretaker. Is there a count out from this competition? I'm not even sure.
Gotta be mindful of the count here.
It looks like the referee is counting.
Gotta be mindful of the count. They both get counted out. Eight. Second ring.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Both still alive.
Caretaker there showing he's a former tank and hit that ring away.
Looks a little woozy after dropping that elbow, but oh baby!
And he was grabbed right there and.
Oh, what a reversal!
Got out easy.
Higher power.
Made it look easy. And reverse neckbreaker there.
Dracula's favorite area, the neck.
Hey, get himself in the middle.
Caretaker just.
Hey, whoa.
What was that?
What just happened?
What just happened?
Money
collection.
Bro.
And the feet are under the bottom row. He's gonna go for
again,
the money
too many times.
And then Dracula just roadblinding the caretaker to the floor.
We're back outside. Two are putting on one heck of a neck.
Belly overhead scoop up by Dracula on the outside as the count goes.
Come into it. Can Dracula pull it out for him?
Cover. One, two.
Oh, look at you. I thought Drac had it.
I did too. It was close. I will say, good job putting himself between him and the ropes. Dracula is learning.
Looking. And he hits it again.
Rope.
One, two. No. Caretaker kicked out. Blockbuster.
That's why he's a former world heavyweight champion.
One, two, three. Caretaker advances. Hockey.
Docking
turn
is
bent.
Holy hell.
The crowd is absolutely stunned.
Well, stunned? I'm stunned. He caught a finish, got up, and just.
What a match.
I think we could all agree everybody was a winner tonight in that match.
Absolutely.
I'm going to actually go live into the.
Here is your winner, Carpenter.
Hold that thought here.
Tell you what, Dracula took him to the brink. I don't know if he's going to have anything left in the next round. Oh!
Now here comes maybe
the following contest is scheduled for one fall, making his way to the ring from the other side of darkness.
I would say after this guy is the wrong side.
The disaster.
He's had majors, but never like full events. Like even the Usher has pretty much had a full event.
I've heard this director guy makes some very interesting moves.
Yeah, I mean, and. It's interesting right now because these two are multiple tag team champions. Usher and Director were probably the best tag team in the history of Horrific Championship Wrestling, right behind Han Solo and Chewbacca. It's like neck and neck in those two teams.
None of that matters in a battle royal. It's every man for himself, every woman for themselves. Tag teams, friendships go out the door on a night like tonight.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Hope the naked difference afterwards.
It's crazy to see. It's crazy to see the director and. Usher fighting after they have won the tag title so many times.
Ooh,
goes directly into the corner, and then he throws the Usher into the corner. There's the director. Usher wipes the feet of the director. That was good job. He lets him go. Kind of wild. Belly overhead there. Director and Usher fighting out with back elbows.
Coming after counter after each other so well.
Usher, look at this. Look at this. Holy
shit. That is what a move. Strength.
The crowd cheering.
This is awesome.
Yes, it is.
One, two.
And over yet.
Director in control right now, but the viewers seem to be behind Usher. And Director with Mister. From the top.
High risk. High risk. Here you go. And he saw him drop that knee. Look at
him. Dropping the knee on the inside of the right to line. Usher. Arm drag there. That knee there. Director just climbing and got it. Usher has no sympathy. Top rope. Top rope here. Usher. And throws it to the top, and I think he hit it. And just throws on the side of Director's face. This thing is just out of control right now between the former tag team champions.
How important this is to be the icon of icons. He just put everything on the line with it.
And Usher on the clock, body up the top row. Rumors of his
flying all over the place.
Rumors of the Usher's return to main icon status are starting to circulate now in the speculation community. Reverse PDP on director. What would you guys think of that?
Let's go with the captain.
Director kicking out at 2 3/4.
Sure, that wasn't a 3. That was so cool.
Director, final cut in the middle of the ring. Cover. Final cut. 1, 2. No, Usher kicked out.
No one wants to lose this.
Will the director yell cut for the Usher? I don't know. This thing
trying to, Drew, but it ain't working.
Back and forth so many times.
It says he doesn't want the director's advice. He doesn't need the notes from the director. He's setting up here. His feet are on the road. Grab.
His feet were on the road. Definitely didn't even see it.
Super. Everybody got the cover.
1, 2, 3.
Match.
The heat is really trying.
I remember that move. Dixon.
These two know each other so well, having been tag team partners. That's like such a back and forth.
Right, completely right. These two know each other back to their hands.
Another two count. Who's going to get the three count? I don't even know at this point. There it is!
And there you see a man. The director.
I didn't realize the director was going to get that one in the live.
This place, this crowd is absolutely stunned for the second straight match.
Icon versus Icon match.
Here's your winner, the disaster.
Well, to everybody in the production room, I'm an asshole. Right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna say right now. Sometimes.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Making his way to the ring from the other side of darkness.
Anyway, alright. Chucky on his way down to the ring, and he is about to take on. Really said that's the rap for the Usher. He is correct.
Josh and Chucky.
Josh
and Chucky. This one that he is on.
Chucky
here
versus.
Chucky
versus.
Chucky
versus. Chucky versus.
Chucky
what the heck is happening? The battle to determine who is the best. If they put an icon.
Chucky coming out very strong, but he is going up against the former World Heavyweight Champion.
Trying not to be biased here, guys. Trying not to be biased.
Usher.
There you go. Good escape. Look at that escape by Chucky.
Slamming.
I don't
Chucky
think this
down.
Is where Chucky
God.
Wants to be.
Two. Yeah, Phil Lee is just punishing him.
Four. Oh. Oh, you know Tiffany is not happy with this.
Six. Tiffany's a little busy right now trying to make sure Cindy doesn't get involved in this.
Caretaker picking Chucky up and hitting that blockbuster. One, two.
Not that easy.
Still think you ever want to make HHN original horror movie? You don't start with Jack. Everybody expects you to start with Jack. You start with Caretaker. And a kick by Chucky though. Right in the toy bar. Cover.
Come on, ref.
One, two.
Oh, this ref stinks.
Thought you were gonna check that bias, Rob.
Listen, I saw some freaking bad things going on just now, alright? This referee is out of hand.
And it is true HHN history right now as Chucky is just hammering away both on you. The caretaker.
That turnbuckle is exposed over there.
And again. bit by Chucky.
You did it again.
But the referee is reapplying the turnbuckle one, two.
Chucky is frustrated.
Name of this referee.
Chucky is taking referee is horrible. Back off. Chucky.
But the screw Chucky. I don't like it.
He just wound
like his spot.
He just wound up the caretaker. The referee is back in that corner, worrying about the turnbuckle. Again, distracted over the turnbuckle pad. Caretaker getting to his feet. And a huge elbow by Chucky from the top corner. God damn.
Gotta stop taking this outside. It doesn't work too well for him out here.
John said everybody he has voted for has lost. He's not saying who he's voting for in this one.
John, I need you to pull for the caretaker in this match.
Chucky right now. The referee is running in. Okay, so he is coming. Right,
up to a six count.
That's second ring. Get back in the big stop coming.
And boom! Broken toy right there. Wonderful. Looks like he's in shock right now. He cannot believe what he's doing.
I cannot believe. You're right. I cannot believe what I'm seeing. I did not think Chucky had this in him.
Backbreaker by the caretaker.
Get out of it.
Uh-oh. Little old
caretaker
school.
Coming in off the top rope.
Not looking good for Chucky right now.
Body collection. And that will be it. One, two, three. Caretaker goes to the finals.
Very suspicious. Very suspicious.
I'm going to say this. The caretaker, very lucky to be heading for the finals.
Very lucky.
Chucky had all the control.
The referee wasn't playing bum wars with a turnbuckle over there. This match would have been over a long time ago. The referee needs to be fired.
But here is your winner,
Chucky
Carpenter!
Chucky did. What is
this? The following contest is
Lady
is scheduled
Luck
for one fall.
Making
her way to the ring
HPW
from New
debut.
York.
Lady
what
Luck.
What do you say? He looks a little controversial, right? Or iffy on if they're a fan of Lady Luck.
Lady Luck is, I mean, you think controversial.
Who's our opponent?
I don't know if controversial is even the best word to describe Lady Luck. I mean, Lady Luck is controversial, I guess, right here. Right at Frankenstein is controversial.
So horrible!
Right at Frankenstein is here. Lady Luck and the Bride of Frankenstein making their debut. Gentlemen, I will leave it to you. I will be right back in just 1 second.
All right.
I will be right back.
All right, what are you thinking, Wanda? Can Bride figure this out? Is Lady Luck going to have the luck?
I'm thinking Lady Luck has this one. I like her odds in it. I just feel like she's got the motivation, the desire to prove that she belongs here.
I like that pun there. You like her odds. See, it's a good one.
Ooh. Ooh, here comes the bride.
Ow! We'll say, we recently saw the bride take out a lot of Dracula's brides. Defeat Lady Luck here.
Ooh, wow.
So far, who looks like they've been in control the most?
I must have the upper hand, but Lady Luck's coming back now. Making an impact in the future. Win.
HHN 21, Lady Luck, that was a... Of the year that gets regarded as one of the worst or one of the best, depending on who you ask, I think. I think that's pretty much every HHN. China, huge double leg takedown, just slammed by Lady Luck on the Bride of Frankenstein here. We have no word from production that Bride of Frankenstein is going to represent the NWO or not.
Luck is all over
there. Just a slot machine right there. And the just really just about to try to hit the jackpot. And she hits it. Cover. One. Two. And Bride of Frankenstein kicks out, but my God.
Life in the bride. Still some life.
Shoulder tactic. And just a huge form. Belly to belly on Lady Luck. Bride of Frankenstein. Okay. She calls
not
this.
Not good for Lady Luck.
Lady Luck.
Oh, what a counter! What a counter!
Two! Both Lady Luck in. Monkey flip Lady Luck over.
Not yet. Looks like Lady Luck.
What a match. We've had some really good matches right here. Lady Luck. Sizing up.
Oh boy.
Lady Luck tuning up the bank?
Dropkick, Nickel.
Gaining back that momentum.
Belly to belly.
Big belly to
belly. Remember there. One, two. Lady Luck surviving. Kicking out.
Could this be it, though? Right through it.
Lady Luck, and there's the lightning strike. Cover. One, two, and Lady Luck kicked out again.
This referee has been in much better position this match than the last match we were.
Oh, let it go, Rob.
Conspiracy.
Top row.
Drop kick. Oh, what a drop kick.
Holy God. Drop kick.
Oh, we come back. We come back.
Clotheslining Lady Luck over the place. Lady Luck misses one of them. Another clothesline. Nipping up. Bride of Frankenstein is rolling right now.
I just got a jolt of electricity and she's back around with me.
The Lady Luck with the kick cut. Broken swat. Cover. One, two, Oh my god.
Ooh, that was good.
She was gonna do it. I thought she was gonna do it.
This is thick.
Stomping on the face of the bride. And there's the jackpot cover. Come on, ref. One, two, and okay, I'll tell you one thing. Now you can start to make the comment about the official.
Now you can make the comment.
Belly to belly by the bride. Cover. One, two.
What, these two
were match.
They were making a debut of a lifetime.
I mean, and now what are they arguing on? He's checking to see if she can continue.
The evil is mine.
They did it.
Wait. Alexa Bliss?
Alexa Bliss?
I'm not
Welcome
sure why.
To my playground.
Alexa Bliss has.
I expect you, the Disney princess Alexa Bliss, to be at the Halloween Horror Nights event. We'll even get all kinds of shockers tonight.
We haven't seen Alexa Bliss for a while. She has won titles here in HCW. Then he looked up that pump and
oh my god. Dead. That's it.
Like. Yeah. It's over. There's wonderful set it.
The preacher said, pick up now or forever.
Like wonderful.
Your king.
Wonderful call there.
Open the latch and held up a piece of
paper. I mean, that was just. What a heck of an uppercut. What a physical match.
Literally said she's dead. The match was over. The bride is going to the finals for the
match. Truly came in basic.
We need to get help from Lady
Gaga.
Guess you could say luck wasn't on her side tonight.
Here comes my girl.
Girl Wendy, is that who it is?
This is my girl right here.
Does Jack know about this?
Lock me away.
Jack knows everything.
It's all just a show. Just a show.
I think Jack is still sleeping. Jack is still sleeping from the beating Chucky gave him before Chucky got screwed earlier.
While Jack's away, it's my turn to dance.
Answer the wild card.
My turn to play.
Answer the wild card.
You won't stand a chance.
I like the get up. And now.
Killer!
And her opponent. From Madrid.
It comes. Another controversial.
Come with love.
Figure.
We learned some new things about the storytelling last year. It had a little bit of the evil hidden inside of it. Extra.
We definitely did here.
For this story, I will cut out your tongue. No more speaking. No.
Wait, oh my god. Oh my god, are you seeing this? Look at Chance's. Oh my god, she's turned back into that thing.
Whoa!
She's got like legions or something all over her legs. Chance.
Ooh.
taking the story, what was the storyteller down, and a knee while the storyteller on chair. Oh my God. The winner of this is going to face Bride of Frankenstein. That's a conversation worth having.
Definitely a conversation worth having, too. Well, Bloody Mary show up. Where is she at? Bloody Mary is a part.
Say that again.
That's not when Bloody Mary shows up, so I wonder if she'll get involved in that later tonight or not. We don't know.
Yeah,
big battle happened
Bloody
later.
Bloody Mary's only someone, I guess, who could be on the table as chance cover. One. Only a one count. Kick to the back.
Can't do what Jack put earlier. Win the match and we'll get to the final.
Shot back.
Oh, yes. Storyteller does back to the ring.
Storyteller, I mean, this thing has gone. Another knee by Champ. Champ all the way down. If you're listening to this on the podcast, Storyteller has transformed into her gross form.
Chance backstage earlier. That conversation with Chance backstage earlier. She's ready to prove some things here tonight. Chance knows how people talk about her HHN event. She's out to prove something.
I think, and her outfit is very retinal. And there's a huge belly to belly of HHN 26 when she was the icon. Cover on fire, an uppercut by Chance.
What is happening?
Alicia Fox. Why in the hell is Alicia Fox getting involved? Cover. One. Two. One.
I tell you what, all kinds of people are trying to get involved in these women's matches tonight. What is going on?
Why, out of everyone, Alicia Fox trying to help the storyteller?
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have thought Alicia Fox would be more on Chance's side. Alicia Fox is a wild card for sure. I don't know what's going on with her.
Storyteller. Chance for the kick. Chance for the foot on Storyteller's face. Storyteller down. Storyteller again. Fuck you, Blit. Chance. HHN 26 colors. Alicia Fox has shown up and has just started to ruin everything. Down with a Hurricanrana. Double knees. And back again.
Great. Working those arms, working that body.
With double knees, double back knees, reminiscent of her split personality. And come on, Alicia. Boxing up the court.
Big move. Puts them out of chance.
What is happening? Why didn't she try to pin?
So Chanson looks like she's in a lot of pain.
The referee, that was weird. Didn't that seem weird to you?
Seemed very weird. I don't know what Chance was thinking there, but she put herself in a bad situation.
Chance, I get Chance was hurt. One, two.
Look at it. Storyteller, like a real story, knows that those ribs are hurting on Chance. She hit with that big spear. I see she keeps running.
Oh, there's another one on Chance. Cover. One, two, three. And cover.
Oh my gosh, what an upset.
Storyteller read it and look. Those ribs were hurting and she zeroed in on it. Right here, that's where Chance messed up, right there. Something happened on that move off the top rope with Chance that just messed her up. It's the box of it all. What is this? Will she be involved in the match later?
HHN icons, did Alicia Fox align herself with Storyteller?
Something to be figured out there. That was a line. Up, Eddie's back.
Here comes Betty again.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Making his way to the ring from New York, weighing in at 220 pounds, the Phantom.
The battle of the underappreciated. That is what we are about to watch.
Right there.
And his opponent from the other side of darkness, weighing in at 220 pounds, the Disaster.
The Wrecker's coming off of a huge battle earlier tonight with the Usher. How much does the Wrecker have left in him for this match against the Bruiser Eddie?
Good, great question, man. I think that the Wrecker versus Eddie. Huge belly to belly overhead.
Right, to answer the questions right there. He came out hot.
I mean, Eddie has been to the point. A huge DDT there. Eddie has been to the point now where he is recognized as never going to be recognized as an icon. Like, they built a house called HHN Icon Captain, and they made sure they put Eddie in a scare zone.
That's true, though. That's very true. Eddie is like the...
Eddie
can't figure out what to do with Eddie. Like, we'll give you a scare zone. You're not, you can't have a house.
And honestly, appearance for appearance, I would say they probably, these two, been on stage as much as each other. Huge elbow by Eddie. Like, I would say they've been featured in HHN as much as they've totaled each of their appearances. Eddie is really just going to town on the director right now.
Yes, you gotta wonder if that fatigue's coming in, but here we go. The director's trying to get back into this.
Director's cut right there out of nowhere. Cover. One, two, Eddie picks out. Hard to believe.
off the top.
And Rector misses that double axe handle.
Eddie, the chance to get the upper hand again. Oh, boy.
Eddie. Arm drag by the director.
I was saying, though, Jimmy, Eddie seems like he's always behind. Even when he had his own scare zone last year, there's still all the other people in the zone, and Jack was there. So Eddie can never live on his own.
Forearm by Eddie there. You know, Eddie and will forever be, I think, one of those. Can you do it? And he just missed it completely.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what happened. That was unbelievable.
Oh boy.
But now he's still in control. But now Director's fighting out.
He's still a little shaken up from that drop outside.
And he's down to a knee.
Eddie looks like he's out on his feet after that fall.
Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly. Ooh, big time. One, two.
There's something there. Still got some fight in
him. Right there.
He's hitting it again.
Right there. Cut again. Cover. One. Two, three, Director is in the final.
Who had that on their cards?
I don't think anybody had that on their madness card, buddy. Yeah, just like the last match, we saw Chance take the chance. She ended up messing her up, and Eddie took a chance in the match, and he was messing up ever since. The high rink district, you can't go up there, man. So. You gotta be precise. If you're not precise, it messes with the whole evening.
Here is your winner. If you like the fact that he won or not, Director does not give a damn.
Director and caretaker, right? Oh, right is back.
The following contest is scheduled for the
finale.
Making her way to the ring,
here she comes now. Final match.
The monster, Babe Frankie Steiner.
And I know we will be cutting it close, folks. From this panel to the next panel featuring Snack and Flick, we have this match in our men's final match. We will be going immediately from
Alicia's coming out with
her. And Alicia Fox is coming out with
her. I need to know the story here. What happened? When did Alicia start with the story?
Well, I'm sure we'll get that story one day.
Hopefully.
I mean,
these are some.
What are we?
For this story, I will cut out your tongue.
This is crazy. Alicia Fox and the storyteller, are going to align themselves together.
I definitely would have never expected it. Oh my god, it's back again!
That is so scary.
The fact.
Storyteller heard about all those years and people like, she's not scary. It's not scary. Now look at the storyteller.
Ooh. Oh.
I feel in the power of it.
The fact that,
is already getting involved in the match right away. Alicia's already distracting the brain.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot If you're gonna get involved, get involved, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Seem to be working right now, though, the bride.
I'm gonna say, I think even with Alicia Fox at ringside, this is still a match that favors the bride.
Storyteller is starting to come back now. And, wow! So the bride had that move and her the water move. Here.
Methodical work here from the bride.
Bride is controlling this match for sure. Looks like we're going for a finish already. Look at Alicia! Get Alicia off the apron! Alicia is a problem here.
How much longer is Alicia going to be able to get away with this before the official kicks her out of ringside?
Man, I'm begging this referee to do its job. Come on.
And there goes Alicia!
Alicia's out. Alicia's gone.
He's tossing her from ringside.
That time this referee did something right tonight. Crowd seems to love it as well. They're glad Alicia's in here. Let it be one on one.
Cover.
The bride's going for the rope. A big throw and storytelling back here. Wondering if this table will come involved at all. Anyway, it looks like the storyteller. The storyteller is just not
in. That was from that flat.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's a table.
We're at a 7 count.
Get back in the ring here. Since Alicia's been eliminated from this match, Storyteller has not been doing good.
Right now,
That's got to be it. Look at this. Bride showing great ring awareness here. I need your winner.
There it is. We have a winner.
The Bride of Frankenstein has pulled it off and is your female.
The Bride of Frankenstein. The deciding factor here, Storyteller was never in the match. The only time she was in it was when Alicia Fox got involved. Once Alicia was out, the match was over.
Yeah, without question, I think that the entire thing, and there's the lightning strike.
Right now, congratulations to the bride, and I'm gonna be downloading the bride's theme song later tonight.
Yeah, without question.
Was this the inaugural winner for the women?
That was the first one, yeah. Now we go to the guys, our main event here, final match.
Hey, the director's coming into this match with a lot of freaking motivation on this side.
Oh,
can the director do that? Or will the caretaker return?
Hey, this is about the caretaker. He's got an amazing top hat.
And his opponent from Parts
He definitely unknown, has an amazing top hat right now.
220 pounds, Carpenter.
Yeah. He'll win this one to be the number one icon and bring home the victory for his daughter. He's got an icon.
You would think it's only a matter of time.
Guys, I will try to keep my bias out. We all know that Chucky would be in this match right now. If it wasn't for that referee, I would try my best to keep my composure here.
And director did not see this coming.
Ooh. Big elbow to the face.
Oh! Right onto that spine.
The caretaker with a shot. That looked like it was like straight to the crotch. Caretaker shot to the side of the face. Blockbuster again.
The caretaker will win with that move earlier tonight.
Like the director just very overmatched so far, but a little reversal.
Director's cut here.
Wow, they're trying to win this match quickly.
Cutting room floor, no.
Oh. The caretaker knows a thing or two about making somebody's ribs open, so it's got to pay.
DDT by the director. Director really ranking away on the chin of the caretaker, but now caretaker breaks away.
It. That move is dangerous. Could this be it?
One, two.
They are moving fast, man. They're ready to win this.
Go.
And body collection.
Oh. The gameplay has gotten much better. You're right.
Caretaker trying to win this final match. We know we're going late. We had technical difficulties getting launched.
Director, uh-oh.
Director.
Well, that was a good move, though, Director. This referee likes to hang out in the corner with him.
Everybody has been trying to take those turnbuckles away. And a huge, again, cutting room floor.
Into that cover.
Look at this.
The strength.
And again, slamming him down.
Protector just won't quit. What a night it's been. It all comes down to this match here. Big one.
Caretaker taking shots at the director. Director taking shots at caretaker.
Oh! I pulled the count here. There you go.
And they're back in, but someone, what is happening here? Something is happening. Caretaker, something just drew Caretaker's attention. And Caretaker choke slamming in. One, two, and Director kicking out.
Caretaker was not going to go out like that.
It looks over now.
Oh, Director's out of it. Wow.
Director taking him down. Big time boot there.
I don't want to know what happened there. I want to know what distracted Director.
Failed to capitalize on the distraction. He's not lying here. And what is...
Oh, there's another distraction. What's
what is happening? What is happening? One, two.
And this referee.
Two and a half.
I don't know what is happening right now. Here it comes.
Well, this could be the final nail.
Body collection.
Oh, that's got to be it.
One, two, three.
Ah,
it's over. The caretaker. Has won the nail tournament. Ladies and gentlemen,
already impressed.
Very, very possible.
But we will be back again this week with Review and Robin. It's a wonderful show. Gentlemen, thank you for coming through. Good night, everybody. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned. The rest of the content.